Mets taking on the Braves. Jacob DeGrom warming up before the game. Let's take it to the top of the second. Juan Lagares facing R.A. Dickey.
Line drive to second off the glove of Albies into center field. Around third and scoring is Smith. Holding at second is Darnell. That's going to be a base hit. It was a rocket one-hopper in-between bounce to Albies that he had to try and field on the backhand side. He just couldn't do it. Dickey tries again, and it's lifted over the first baseman's head. Base hit over Freeman. Picked up by Markakis. Around third is Darnell coming to the plate. The throw is up the line. Gets through Suzuki. Dickey backs up on the play. Mets have runners at the corners and a 2-0 lead. A look to second by R.A. Dickey, and now the pitch. And it's hit down the right field line, hooking and fair. Another extra base hit to the right field corner. Another run as Nimmo scores. Cabrera standing at second. Back-to-back-to-back doubles. The 0-1 pitch is socked to right and deep back toward the wall. That ball lands on the warning track up against the fence. Scoring is Aoki. Nimmo waved around third coming to the plate. The throw by Albies is tardy. Heading to third base is Smith. The throw there, and they've got him. And here comes the 2-2 pitch from Jacob DeGrom. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Mets take this one 7-3. R.A. Dickey drops to 9-10. Jacob DeGrom goes 7 innings, 1 run on 5 hits with 7 strikeouts. He secures the first 15-win season of his career. Brian Snitker and the Braves come up short against the Mets on Saturday as they lose 7-3. Here's what Snitker had to say.
He never quits competing and trying. I mean, it just didn't happen. And he just never really got in a, never felt like, other than the first inning, that he ever got in a groove with it. You know, where he could get it going.
Yeah, I mean,
he could go out there the next start and just, I mean, because the thing is this guy can compete and he can go against the best hitting clubs that there is. I mean, he has that weapon. When he doesn't have it, then, you know, it's tough. But, I mean, at any given night, he can go out and keep the best hitting team at bay. And they scored the second run. I thought maybe we were in trouble the way he was throwing.
Yeah.
You know, the one guy that you kind of figure would hit him. I mean, he made some really good pitches to everybody. But I guess the changeup, maybe Freddie hit out. And, you know, we went first and third and his first at bat. So, had a chance to get on the board there real quick. But, he was really, really good.
On Sunday, Julio Teheran takes the hill for the Braves.